Okay, Shalom Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Samech Beis. We are holding at the top of Samech Beis Min Aleph. We had just previously asked the question of whether you're allowed to go into a bathroom with one of these kameas, one of these amulets that have different psukim written on them for healing purposes. So do they have kedusha in terms of going into the bathroom? So the Gemara wanted a proof from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said on daf Samech that a person's not allowed to go out into Shus HaRabim with a kamea that's not from a professional doctor on Shabbos, implying that if it is from a professional, he is allowed to go out into Shus HaRabim. But why should that be? Because maybe he'll have to take it off when he goes into the bathroom. Apparently, what do you see? That you are allowed to go into the bathroom with these kameas on Shabbos. So Gemara had a bunch of back and forth, and it finished off saying that it must be a case where the kameh is wrapped in leather, and therefore there's no issue of infringing on the kedusha of the psukim because they are covered up enough, and it's not a breach of kedusha to go into a public bathroom or any bathroom rather with this amulet with the cloth inside of it. So what does that evoke memories of or images of? And the Gemara jumps on it right now. But one second. If you're telling me that it's allowed, you're allowed to go out into a bathroom with this kamea wrapped in leather, so four lines down, vare tefillin de mechupa or, one second, you have tefillin that are obviously made out of leather, the script, right, the ksav, the cloth inside is covered in leather, right, the bottom of leather, the tanya, but with under a brisa. Ready, we cover this in brachos. Hanichnas lebezakisei cholitz tefillin berachok dalad amos. Right, a person's not allowed to go to the bathroom with his tefillin. He has to take them off dalad amos outside of the bathroom. So vinichnas, and then he can go in. So Gemara says, you're right. Hasa mishum shin. That's because of the shin in the shel rosh, because it's etched out into the cloth, into the leather. And therefore, it's not protected. It's not covered by the leather, and therefore, that's the issue. Delmar Abaye, because Abaye said, "Shin shel tefillin halacha l'moshe v'sinai," because the way they etch and stitch and write this shin, so it has the status of kedusha, ksav, as if it's written on cloth almost, right? Because it's halacha l'moshe v'sinai, and therefore, you can't go into the bathroom with that. Now, the next two phrases here are subject of a debate whether they actually should be included. Tosa takes it out, and you'll see why in a second. Amar Abaye, Dalet shel tefillin halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Abaye says that the Dalet as well, the Dalet meaning that's on the back of the shel rosh, is also halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Amar Abaye, Yud shel tefillin, and also the Yud of the tefillin that you wrap on your hand, I assume, or maybe that's on the shel yad. No, it must be on the Yud for, the Yud that you tie into your hand. Is also, we tie a shin into our hand, but also there's also a yud at the bottom. That's what we're referring to, at least, I think. It's also a lachal moshe v'sinai. The problem is that those are in the straps. Those are kind of symbols that we make in the straps, the way we wrap our ritzuos. Toso says here that to have a din of kedusha, it has to be actually etched and stitched and kind of carved out of the batin. So he takes that out because it implies when you list those three together, it's almost as if those three together, yes, they spell the name Shakai, Shin Dalet Yud, but only the Shin really, according to Tosos, has the halacha of Kedusha, and you can't go with it uncovered into the bathroom. All right, anyway, Vayter. We had mentioned in the Mishnah the last things, three things that you're not allowed to go out with into Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Is a Shiryon, Kazda, Magafayim. The Gemara says, what is that stuff? Shiryon. Zarda, Kasta, Marav, Sadvarta, Magafayim, Marav, Pazmaki, and we had said that those three things were basically a chain of mail, for a soldier, a Kasta is a helmet, and Magafayim were shin guards, right? Those are army-type things that are technically clothing, but people may see, the Rishonim, people may see that you're going out to war as if almost you're going to do some sort of Isser. War on Shabbos, if there's a Sakar's Nefashis, it's not an Isser, but again, if you're kind of walking around town wearing army clothing, no one else is, so it looks as if you're going to do something bad, and therefore it's usher to go out with them on Shabbos. All right. New Mishnah. Now, we've been talking about Isurim Derabbanan, to go out with items on Shabbos. Now we flip over to Isurim Deoraisa. Lo Seitzei Isha B'macha Tanakuva. A woman's not allowed to go out with a needle with an eye because that's only used for sewing. It's not a decoration. It's not considered a takshit. It's not a bracelet or not a, it's not a jewelry, and therefore it's a masui. It's a burden. It's something she doesn't need to be carrying. And not with a ring, that has a seal on it that we covered earlier. Right, because a man is usually wearing the sealed ring. For a woman, it's usually not wearing a sealed ring. We'll see in a second. The Gemara will discuss exactly what's going on over here. The Gemara will discuss what that is. It's like a brooch to tie loose ends of clothing together. And most women do not wear it. Therefore, it is also midaraisa. Not a koveles. A koveles is a bag or spices. You ever see like those felt things like for Avdala that have like cloves inside of them? So something like that, something that smells nice, that you can smell spices inside of it. Velobitzluchis shall plaiton, and not with a little flask of plaiton is a type of oil. I think it's balsam oil. Right, Rashi says balsama, which I would imagine is balsam oil. Okay. Vimyotzta, and if she goes out with those things, chayev is chatas, she's chayev chatas, they're also need their rice, divra, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says you're chayev chatas. Chachamim, poetry, the chachamim say you're potter in two cases, in the koveles, again with the bag of, the little bag of spices, and with its tzluchis shel plaiton, and with this balsam oil flask, and we'll see exactly what the machlokas is. Vayter in the Gemara, Amar Ula. Ula says, v'chilu fehen, and the opposite is true, Beish, by a man. Rashi says, Atabas koi, talking about the ring. Meaning, and just continuing Rashi, the Tabas sheish alav chosam, a ring with a seal, im yatza, if a man goes out, then he's pater. Vim in alav chosam, but if there's no seal, then v'yatza, and he goes out into shus rabbin, then he's chayv chadas. Meaning, whichever ring that the gender is not used to wearing, so that if they go out with it, they're going to be chayv chadas, and the ring that they do usually wear is usur mi dirabanu. So Alma Kasavar Ula, apparently what does Ula hold? He holds Kol Midi de Chazil Ish lo Chazil Isha. Umidi de Chazil Isha lo Chazil Ish. Apparently he holds that clothing is not interchangeable. That anything that's fit for a woman is not fit for a man. Anything that's fit for a man is not necessarily fit for a woman. Hold on one second. Masi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the question. Hold on. Haroim, shepherds, Yotzin de Sakin, are allowed to go out on Shabbos with these sakin, with sack is sackcloth, right? It was more familiar with, let's say Mordechai, when he went out wearing sackcloth. The city of Nineveh wore sackcloth, right? Usually a fasting type of thing. But it's not that they're, Rashi explains that they're not replacing their clothing, they're actually adding an extra layer of clothing on top of their clothing because of the rains. To protect themselves, right? Obviously they have to be outside in the winter and, protect them from the elements. But so there, that's considered a clothing for them, and they're allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. Falo aroim bilvad, and not only shepherds, amru, that ela kol adam. Rather, everybody's allowed to wear these things, even though they are unique and specified to shepherds. So what do you mean that you see that clothing is fit for one person, usually not worn by another person? Everybody's allowed to wear these clothing. If it's clothing for one person, for one type of person, it's clothing for everybody. Just to finish the thought, right? Sorry. Right, everybody's allowed to wear these sakin, but that's just the way that the shepherds are the people who usually go out with them. So it can't be that if clothing is fit for a man, it's not fit for a woman. Right, obviously, we're not talking about beged isha or beged isha shoes, but if something is fit to be worn by both of them, so it should be fine. So Ela Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, now I'll explain to you the reason. Kasavar Ula. Ula holds Nashim Am Bifnei Atzmanim. Women are their own nation, meaning that they're their own category. You're right that they're, for this, obviously there's not a lot of jokes you can make here, but for this halacha, in terms of the clothing and the items that they're usually wearing, men are one category and women are another category, and they do not cross, according to Ula. Meaning shepherds can be anybody. Anybody can be a shepherd. So therefore, it's probably more applicable to the rest of the nation. But for women, are there one category, men are the other category, and they don't cross over. Esve Abaye says, one second, I'll ask you a question. How could you tell me that men and women are in separate categories in terms of clothing? Hamotzi tefillin. Let's say you find tefillin near the Gemara in Erevin, towards the end of Erevin. If you find tefillin in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, and you want to move them for whatever reason, there's a chance that they're going to get damaged or whatever. So machne, and obviously they're mukta, you're not allowed to, and you're not allowed to carry them. right? Because it's Rosh Hashanah. We'll see that not necessarily Mukta. It could be that, right, we mentioned before already that there's an opinion that tefillin is, that Shabbos is still Zman tefillin. But anyway, okay, let's say you find tefillin and you want to move them inside because they're going to get damaged. I don't know, it's going to rain, whatever. So how do you do that? You can't carry, there's no Erev. So machnisin zug zug, a person can, machnisin zug zug, a person can wear each pair, right? Rashi says, kederech shu lovish b'chol, just like you wear it on the weekday, right? Put the tefillin on your body and then run inside. And then take them off, and then that's how you bring them inside. And who can do this? Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. Both men and women. Right? Rashi says, "Dafal gav delav takshit isha ninu." Even though a woman, obviously, it's not going to wear tefillin. Migu dehavi takshit leish. Since it's considered a takshit for a man, shari lo af leisha. It's also mutter for a woman. Right? And the Gemara continues, "Ve'amrus nashi be'amifnei asman." And if you can tell me that women and men are totally separate in terms of wearing clothing and tashinta and jewelry. Wait a second. Tefillin is a mitzvah asheishes magrama. Kol mitzvah asheishes magrama. Nashim p'turos. Women are potter in all mitzvah asheishes magrama. So it must be that the only reason they're allowed to wear the tefillin is because men are chayev in mitzvah in tefillin, and men, right? For that, for men it's a takshit, and therefore for women are allowed to wear it, even though for women it's not considered a takshit. So how can you tell me that Abaye holds? Sorry, that Ula holds that women and men are in separate categories in terms of what they wear. So Gemara says, "Awesome, kasavra Rabbi Meir," because in that case, he holds Rabbi Meir holds Laila Zman Tefillin Hu, Veshabbos Zman Tefillin Hu, because over there that's Rabbi Meir's shita, and obviously we didn't mention him, but that is Rabbi Meir's shita, and he holds that you should wear tefillin at night, and you should wear tefillin on Shabbos. And once you have that, so then Havelei Mitzvah says she is low as Magrama. Then tefillin should be worn at all times, and therefore it's not a Mitzvah says she is Magrama. It's a Mitzvah says she is low as Magrama. V'chol Mitzvah says she is low as Magrama. Nashim Chayavos, and therefore women are Chayav according to Rabbi Meir and tefillin, because it's not a Mitzvah says she is Magrama. And therefore, what's it called? And therefore, since it's not, since they're chayiv in the mitzvahs, therefore they are allowed to wear it. They're allowed to wear the tefillin. Okay, the Gemara says, well, okay, fine. That's the end of that topic. So now the Gemara switches gears a little bit and goes back to what we said before. We said before that according to the Mishnah, a woman is not allowed to wear a ring with a seal outside in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, one second, wearing a ring that you're not usually wearing is not carrying, it's wearing it, and therefore should be kilachariyad, it should be a strange way of carrying, right? Why would you be chayiv chatas? It should be, at the very most, asur midirabanan, right? Amai chayiv, that's what Rashi says, amai chayiv is chatas, I'm in Rashi, v'hotzak kilachariyad, amai chayiv is chatas, or lo hotzak kiderach kolah motziyin. Hey, it's not, you're not doing hotzah in the normal way. Shakala hotzi davar shein atakshi lo motzin lo osav yadayim velo derech malvush. Right, if something's not a takshi for you, so usually you carry it, that's hotzah. But wearing it, okay, it's not something you wear, therefore it's a masri, but at least it should be asr midir rabbanan, not asr midir aisa. So Rabbi Yirmiya, b'isha gizbor esas kinyan, because we're talking about a woman who's in charge of, she's a gizbor, she's in charge of money, she's in charge of treasury, or whatever it is, whatever, a bank, maybe she's a banker. Okay, so she's used to wearing these types of rings that need to seal certain documents. So Amar Rava Baruchan Amar Yochanan. So Tarash the Isha. So that works out for a woman. But Ish Ma'ikal Amemar. What are you going to say about a man? Right, a man doesn't need to wear a ring without a seal. Doesn't need to wear a woman's ring for any reason. Right. So what are you going to say over there? Because you had said the opposite is true of a man. So what are you going to do about a man who's wearing a woman's ring? So Amar Rava. Rava says, "Pamim sha'adam nosing le'ishtok tabas sheish ala chosam," because the reason is not because it has to be a woman who's a treasurer, right? Rather, it's sometimes men will give women rings. Right, the man's ring has a seal. La'ulicha lekufso, to put it in the box, to put it in the safety deposit box, to put it in the bank, to put it in wherever. Umanichasa beyada, and how does she carry the ring? She'll put it on her finger so she doesn't lose it. So ad shemagas lekufso until she gets to the box, until she gets to wherever she's going to keep it for safekeeping. And the same thing, pa'amin sha'isha nosenes labala tabas. Sometimes a woman will give her husband a ring. She'ina le'achosam, that does not have a seal on it. La'alucha ito uman, to bring it to a professional, to bring it to a silversmith, to letake, to fix it up, to to make it bigger, smaller, whatever. And what's he going to do? He's going to wear it instead of putting it in his pocket. He may lose it. Put it on his finger to make sure it doesn't go anywhere. And therefore, sometimes these people, the way to carry the ring is to actually wear it. So therefore, it's not carrying kelach hariyat at all. It's not random, you know, happenstance carrying. And therefore, they are going to be chayiv midaraisa. Okay. Velova kulia velova kovelis. We said you can't wear a brooch, excuse me, and you can't wear this little pouch with spices. Kamar says, my kulia, so Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, mikvanta kovelis, mikvanta. Okay, this little kind of, what's it called, this bag of spices. Okay. Amar Rav, Rav says, chumarta de pilon. Sorry, kovelis. Sorry, I skipped a little bit. Kovelis. What's kovelis? I'm gonna have chumarta de pilon. This bag, or this kind of bundle of pilon, which is also the spices that we're talking about. V'chein Amar Ravasi. What is it? Rashi the pilon? Pilon? Rashi pilon? No. No, I don't see it. Okay. Also something that smells. Oh yeah, it's right there. Third, fourth line of the wide lines. Keshesh akasher bo sam sheshmo pilon verecho arev. Right, it has a nice smell to it. I mean, something that's that has a proper smell. V'chein Amar Rav Asi chumarta de pilon. He says it's also this type of bundle or little bag that has something that smells nice. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned the Rabbi. So we have a three-way machlokas about this kovelas, about this bag of spices. Lo seitzei bekovelas vim yatzah chayiv eschatos divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says if you go out with a bag of spices then you are chayiv achatos. That's what we had in our Mishnah. Chachamim omrim lo seitzei vim yatzah patura. That's also what we had in our Mishnah. You can't go out with it, but if you do go out, it's pater al velaser. It's also midrabanan. Rabbi Eliezer says yotza isha bekovelas lechachilo. No, that a woman is allowed to go out with this spice bag of spices. This kind of I guess perfume in a bag. L'chachila, it's totally mutter. So Gemara says, but my come, I forget what's the machlokas. So Rabbi Meir, savar masoyu. Rabbi Meir holds it's a burden, it's not usually worn, it's osim midaraisa. Rabbanan savri takshinu. The Rabbanan say it's a takshin, it's a piece of jewelry, but like we've seen before, Dilma shalfa umechuya ve'asiyah lasuye. Maybe she'll take it off and she'll show it to someone and come to carry it daladamas b'shus rabbin. Rabbi Eliezer, savar, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Man darka lememra. Who is usually wearing these types of items, this spice bag thing, this flask of nice smelling oil? Isha Sharecha Ra, a woman who has body odor issues. And Isha Sharecha Ra, lo shalva mechuya, lo asa leisuya dalaramas producer rabbin. And a woman like that is not going to, you're not going to end up taking that off to show to somebody, because again, you know, unfortunately she's embarrassed about how she smells, so she's going to keep the nice smelling stuff close to her. We're not concerned she's going to take it off and carry dalaramas producer rabbin. Aye, but the Gemara asks, "Vatanya, didn't we learn a brisa, Rabbi Elazar, poter bekovelas uvitzlochas shel plaiton?" Doesn't Rabbi Elazar? We had just said Rabbi Elazar holds a totally mutter. Didn't we learn in a brisa that Rabbi Elazar says it's your putter if you wear those two items, i.e., it's putter avalaser midir abanam? So Gemara says, "Lo kasha, no, I can solve that, no problem." Ki kai ad Rabbi Meir, when he's one on one with Rabbi Meir, who says it's us midir isa. One brisa is when he's one-on-one. The brisa that we just quoted is when he's one-on-one with Rabbi Meir. Kikaya the Rabbanan, when he's one-on-one with the Rabbanan, and that's the other one. So, the Gemara just explains. Kikaya the Rabbi Meir, when he's going one-on-one with Rabbi Meir, so then the Amar Chayiv Chatos, Rabbi Meir is the one who says he's Chayiv Chatos, so Amar Lei Pater. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, no, you're Pater. Right, just to compare, because that's the opposite of Chayiv. But really, he holds its Mutter or the Gamer. Kikaya the Rabbanan, when he's one-on-one with the Rabbanan, or he's going up against the Rabbanan, Damri Potter, who say it's Potter Avalasar. So Amar Ihu Mutter Lechachila, then Rabbi Eliezer is going to say it's Mutter Lechachila. Umay Rabbi Meir, now Amar Beis, Umay Rabbi Meir, Rashi says, what is the scenario, what is the brisa where Rabbi Eliezer goes one-on-one with Rabbi Meir, right? The last brisa we quoted was Rabbi Eliezer, Lechachamim, and Rabbi Meir. So where is Rabbi, and there he said, it was mutter. When the brisa said that Rabbi Eliezer holds his potter, so what brisa is that? Where is that machlokas with Rabbi Meir, where he's one-on-one, and Rabbi Meir says chayev, and he says potter. So he quotes, Gemara quotes, lo seitzei each shabba mafteach shabiyada, a woman is not allowed to go out with a key on her hand, in her hand. So, Mistama, she's wearing it on her hand, because obviously she's carrying the key. So, obviously, you don't need to tell me that's actual the Malacha Fotza. Must be some sort of decoration with the key on her hand. V'miyotzas, if she does go out, Chayev Eschatas, she's Chayev Eschatas, the Rebbe Meir. That's Rebbe Meir. Shita, Rabbi Elazar, Poter, Bekovelas, of its Lucas Shalplaiton. Rabbi Elazar says, it's Poter Aval Aser, meaning you're Poter if you go out with this spice thing and the flask of balsam oil. So that's the brisa that we quoted before. So Gemara says, one second, Kovelas Mandakar Shmei, who mentioned a bundle of spices? Rabbi Meir is talking about some sort of key that a woman is wearing on her finger. So Gemara says, you're right. Chisuri mechsura v'hachi katani. Really, the Brisa is missing words, and this is what I meant to say. V'chein b'kovelas v'chein b'tzlocha shod plaiton lo seitze v'myotza chayev eschatas div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir really is talking about all three items. A key, a bag of spices, and this flask of balsam oil. Rabbi Eliezer poter b'kovelas v'tzlocha shod plaiton. Rabbi Eliezer potters you in those two cases that we've been talking about. And therefore, that's the brisa where he goes one on one with Rabbi Meir, and he says potter, but really Rabbi Elazar shita is that it's mud. So Gemara says, "B'med dvarim amurim, when are you potter? Kishiyesh b'ayim bosim. That's when you have some sort of fragrance, some sort of nice smelling stuff. Aval ein b'ayim bosim, but if there is nothing inside of the bag, then chayevis. Then Rabbi Elazar is going to agree that you are a chayev because right, you're not carrying anything." Rav Avi bar Ava says, "Zosomeris, that comes to tell me that according to Rabbi Elazar, hamotze ochlin pachas migashir b'kli chayev. You go out if a person takes out does hotza with food less than a shear. How much is the shear? Rashi says less than a grogeris. You are less than a grogeris. That's a Rashi Zosomeris, three lines down. So then you are chayev." Now, what would be the Shaila? So the Gemara apparently on, right, Rashi says over there, Ayin Vavam Abeis, says that if a person goes out, right, you have to go out with something that's significant. Right? If you go out carrying, you know, a poppy seed, right, that's not considered to be a significant hotzah. You have to take out something that's legit. So the minimum shear for hotzah by food is this grogeris, which is bigger than a kazayis. Okay? And there's an opinion over there in the Gemara that if you go out with less than a grogeris in a kli, the kli is tofel, the kli is subsidiary almost to the food, and therefore you're not chayev midaraisa. But, says Rav Avi bar Ava, apparently from what Rabbi Elazar says, that if you go out with the bag without the spices, apparently he holds that if you go out with pachas mikashir of food, you're still going to be chayev for the kli. Because in ba bosem kapagas mikashir bekli dami. Because if you go out with this bag without the spices, that's as if you went out with food. That's pagas mikashir, and with the kli v'katani chayevus, and you see that you're chayev. So Rav Ashi says perhaps the question, the distinction you've been thinking of, what's the this clear difference between the two cases? The alma emelcha potter. Really, I'll tell you that Rabbi Elazar holds that you're potter if you go out with the pagas mikashir food, because the kli is still subsidiary to the food, and if you're potter for the food because it's not an actual legit item, so you're potter for the kli as well. Why are you chayev here? Because shani halacha delesi mamasha klal. Because what are you doing? You're going out with the bag or the whatever would hold this spices. There's literally nothing inside of it. It's not that you're going out with something that's less than significant. It's you're not going out with anything. The only thing you're going out with is the bag or the amulet or whatever you use to hold the spices. So there you're for sure going to be chayev because you have nothing for the kli to be subsidiary to, and therefore you're going to be chayev. Okay. Now, when we mention this balsam oil, we kind of jump into some agadita. Pasuk says in Amos, Amos is yelling at the nation for not listening to the Nevi'im, not doing tshuva. And he's criticizing the lavish lifestyle. So here we'll mostly criticize the women's lavish lifestyle, but then tomorrow's daf will criticize the men's. But anyway, the pasuk says like this: "Vereishis shemanim yimshachu," that people will anoint themselves with the greatest, the best of oils. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zeh Plaiton. This is this balsam oil that they're using, meaning that people are anointing themselves and not listening to the rabbanim. They're still keeping to their Gash me a stick of ways. Master Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, one second, how could you tell me that people after the Beis HaMikdash, right, this is already after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Is it? Yeah. I believe so. Because Rav Yosef's question is like this, Af al Platon Gozer Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was Gozer against this balsam oil, that people shouldn't use it because of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Like we had before, that the Kalos don't wear their crowns, right? We kind of cut to curtail the happiness and the Simcha because of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was goes that the people shouldn't go out with this balsam oil because apparently it smelled too nice. Bar v'lo hodilo, the Chachamim did not agree with that decree. And if you tell me that the balsam oil is really, really nice, it's really pleasurable, so am I lo odulo? Why would Chazal not appreciate, not agree with him? So it must be that there must be a different type of item that that Pasuk is talking about, that the balsam is not the finest of oils. So Amar Le'Abaye, Abaye says, one second, according to that logic, Hadakhtiv, when the Pasuk says, Hashosim bin Mizrkei Yayin, people who drink out of goblets of wine, Rabami Vrabasi, Chadamar Kinish Kanin, Bechadamar Shemizrakin Koson Seim Zedze, is Machokas as to what that is exactly. One of the Mandamars, either Rabami Vrabasi says it's some sort of bowl with two straws, with two people can drink out of, and one of them says it's a type of juggling, right, that the Pasuk says that's what they were doing. So Achinami Da'asr, that should also be Asr, because, you know, the it's in the Pasuk. Farab Baravuna Ikla the Beirish Kalusa, Rabba Baravuna got came to the base of the house of the Beirish Kalusa, Vashasa the Kanish Kanin, and they were drinking out of this Kish Kanin, regardless of what it was, whether it was a cup or they were juggling with it, doing this fancy type of drinking, V'lomerlev Lomidi, and Rabba Baravuna didn't say anything to them. So we see that not everything in the Pasuk is Usr. I mean, it can't be that it's not necessarily just because it's in that Pasuk and Amos means that it's included in the Xeros. Ella, rather, what's included in the Xeros? Kol Midi the Isbe Tanug, the Isbe Simcha. Anything that had both Tanug and Simcha, anything that had both pleasure and joy, that was included in the decree against the Xero, that they shouldn't do that because of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. But Avamidi the Isbe Tanug, the Isbe Simcha, but something that has pleasure, but not Simcha, like this balsam oil, Lo Gozer Be'er Rabbanan, Chazal, or not Gozer. And therefore, the balsam oil, was not usher, and this Kish Kanin also was not usher because it wasn't both of them. Okay, I'm not sure how you define pleasure and simcha, but okay, fine. Seder. Perhaps this crown of the kalo would fall under that because the woman would get pleasure from wearing it. I'm not sure exactly. Okay, Vaita. Pasuk says, "Hashochven al mitos sheinu sruchen al arsosam." People would lie on beds, fancy beds, stretch out on their couches. Amarabi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina says, Ma'amech ayu mashtin in ma'im befneim mitoseim arumim. This says, see from this passage, that people would urinate while lying on their beds naked. Apparently Rashi says that where is that Rashi? Maybe not here. I thought it was somewhere. Anyway, I think meaning because people did not want to get dressed to go out to the bathhouse, they would just urinate next to their beds. So Megadif bar Rabbi Avo laughed at that. So that can't be the pshat. If that's true, when the pasuk says Lachain ata yiglu barosh golim, because of all these things that I'm listing, i.e., including this thing we just mentioned, you're going to go out. You're going to be the first one to go into galus. So Meshim Demashtin and Ma'im Mefneim Mitoseim Arumim, because people go to the bathroom in their beds while they're naked, instead of going to the bathroom, to the outhouse, Yiglu Barosh Golim, listen, that's not so nice, it's kind of gross, but that's why you should get gullus, you should get exiled from your land. El Amar Rabbi Avo, no. Elu Bnei Adam, what is the Pasuk referring to? To these people, Shayu Ochlem Shoshim Zetzeh, people who eat and drink with each other, V'dovkin Mitoseim Zubazu, and they put their beds next to each other, meaning they're trading wives, and they make their couches disgusting and with zera, with shefa zera that's not their own. And that's obviously why, a reason why perhaps, you know, they would be exiled first. But certainly that behavior is worthy of going into galus. Okay, Amar Rabbi Avo. Three things bring a person to be poor. Going to the bathroom before, while he's on his bed. Right, Rashi says li de'anias. Taminin says the Gemara in Pesachim because shara danisa novil shmei. For novil kari, something that's disgusting leads a person to anias. Here's the Rashi here that I was looking for before. Orum, a person is naked. Orcha de milsa naka. It's just talking about an example. It's not specifically this, but mitokshu orum eino yotzi lachut. Since he's naked, he doesn't want to go outside lahashtin to go out to the bathroom. Right, again, back in the day, right, bathrooms were outside. The torah hu lulvosh velashay. It's because it's a pain to get up and get dressed and go outside. So that will bring a person to anilus because it's disgusting. Rashi says. Right, it's a nevala. Umezalzel ben netilas yadayim. So a person who doesn't take seriously the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. Veshe'ishto mikal also befunav. And a person who is cursed by his wife, right, when he's standing there. So like Mara explains each one of these cases. Hamashtin mayim bifnei mipal. So arum, someone who goes and urinates before his bed when he's naked. Amarava, that's only lo amran, that's only ela de mehader ape lepuria. That's only if he's facing the bed. Aval levrai, but if he's facing away from the bed, less lanba, that's no problem, because mstama, he's getting the urine far enough away that it's not as disgusting as you would imagine. Umehader ape lepuria nami, and even if he's facing away from the bed, lo amran, that's only el la'ara, if he urinates into the ground. Aval bemana, but if he has a kli there, if he has some sort of toilet bowl or some sort of bowl, or whatever. So then, less limbo, that's not a big deal because it's not as nearly as disgusting as we've been talking about. Well, the second case, mizalzel mitinsli daim. What does that mean? Amarava lo amran ella de lo masi daim klal. That's only if he's not washing his hands bechlal before he goes to eat his meal. Avomasa velo masa. But if he washes and doesn't wash, meaning if he just uses a little bit of water, so then less limbo, that's not a big deal. The Gemara says, actually, v'lav milsehi, that's not actually true. Damrav chista, ana masai below chafni maya, I wash my hands with a ton of water, with a handfuls of water, v'yavuli below chafni tivusa. And I was given a lot of tivusa, a lot of good, a lot of parnasa. You see that the more water you use, so it is certainly segula for parnasa. Was v'shisham v'kalasa b'fana, what does that mean? Excuse me, Amarava al iske tachshitel, because of her jewelry, meaning the fact that Rashi says she'ino rotza liknos lo. If a person has money but doesn't want to buy her jewelry, so that will obviously he's misusing the wealth that he has been given. Fani mili hu de islay. That's only if you have enough money to buy a jewelry for your wife v'lo avid, and you don't, so that will lead to a person becoming poor. Okay. Dorash Rava Brei Dravi Loi. Let's go back to the psukim that we've been talking about in Amos. This is actually, okay, I take it back. This is actually in Shayo, but it's also talking about people who have not listened to the Nevi'im and continued in their indulging ways. My diktiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Yan Ki Gavu Benos Tzion? Hashem says, you're going into Golus, because the daughters of, or you're going to get punished, because the daughters of women are Bali Gaiva. Shehu Mahalchos Bekoma Zechufa, because they used to walk upright, right? It wasn't Tzinius, it wasn't Tzanua. And also with Gaiva, they would walk with their heads held high. Vatelachna Natiyus Garon, they walk with their necks stretched out. Hayu Mahalchos Akev Betzagodo, they would walk slowly with the heel next to the big toe, right? So that everybody, Rashi says, that everybody could look at them. With looking eyes, they would paint their eyes with a lot of makeup, and to merames, to hint, right? Rashi says as habachurim to the young men, haloch v'tof, they would kind of, I'm not sure exactly what this means, but the Gemara explains shayu mahalchos aruka v'tzad ketzara, that a tall woman would walk next to a short woman. So it means they're like flying or like floating. Because it would look, again, you would notice when a tall woman walks next to a short woman, people's eyes are drawn to the taller woman. Again, this is talking about married women, so that's obviously, right, if it's a young girl trying to find a shidduch, so perhaps this is a little, obviously would be a little different. We're talking about women who are already married, and you can understand why that's inappropriate. Uvra glayan ta'aksna, with their feet there is poison. So Amar Rav Yitzchak, debe Rabbi Ami, malame shematilos mor varfa simon b'min aleihem. They would put besamim, perfume, on their shoes. They'd go out in public in the market. When they come next to the young, the youthful, the unmarried Jews, the men, boys, they would stamp the ground, and the perfume would kind of spray up. And the Yitzhara would go into these boys like some poison. Okay, fine, you can see that that's certainly inappropriate behavior. My Purim, Sam, what would happen to these people? So, okay, what was the punishment? So, Kedarish Rabba Bar Ula, V'hayotav as Bosem Maki, instead of the Bosem, instead of the perfume, there will be Mak. Mak is like, I guess, right, and the Mak, I guess, is kind of like, what is that? Is there a Rashi here? I forget already. I think it means that it'll be like something that rots, something that smells. Maybe the opposite of perfume is something that smells bad. Makom as the Gemara says, yeah, okay. Makom shu misposamos, in the place where they would fragrant, they would have some sort of fragrance or perfume. Bonasis nemakim nemakim, it would be kind of like it would smell really bad. I guess perhaps maybe they would be dying or the flesh would be rotting. There would be a bad smell. The doctor's chagora nikfa, instead of a belt, there would be bruises. Makom shayu chagoras betziltzol nasa nekavim nekavim, the place where they would put a belt on, there would be bruises. Vatachas maisa miksha karcha. Maisa miksha is something, things that, items that are carved instead of things that are carved. So you have karcha, karcha, korach, right? And karcha is a bald spot. So makom shayu mit kashos bo, a place where they would put on jewelry, nasa krachim krachim, they would end up being bald, right? Mistama referring to their hair. Tachas psigil mechagura sak, instead of wearing, psigal is also a type of clothing, so they would wear sackcloth. So psachim amavim le degila, so the Gemara darshins out, psachim, openings, psigal, right? Psigal, psachim, gila. Psachim amavim le degila, usually the openings that would usually lead to happiness or simcha, i.e., let's say with giving birth to a child, etc., etc. So you lemachagores tzak, you'll be wearing sackcloth around those areas. Kitachas yofi, because instead of beauty, amarava hainu damri inshi chilufi shufra kiva, instead of beauty there is pain, there is injury, there are wounds on the body, and then stomach, all those things came true, unfortunately, in our long, long history. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll go back to tomorrow. It's not only the women that did the inappropriate things, there was things that men did, and Mitzvah Shem, we'll go back to the Heilig Yishas tomorrow and read about that as well. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.